Section 4, an exhortation, so to spend the present life, that it may only be a journey towards heaven. Labor to obtain such a disposition of mind that you may choose heaven for your inheritance and home, and may earnestly long for it, and be willing to change this world, and all its enjoyments, for heaven. Labor to have your heart taken up so much about heaven, and heavenly enjoyments, as that you may rejoice when God calls you to leave your best earthly friends and comforts for heaven, there to enjoy God and Christ. Be persuaded to travel in the way that leads to heaven, namely in holiness, self-denial, mortification, obedience to all the commands of God, following Christ's example, in a way of a heavenly life, or imitation of the saints and angels in heaven. Let it be your daily work, from morning till night, and hold out in it to the end. Let nothing stop or discourage you, or turn you aside from this road. And let all other concerns be subordinated to this. Consider the reasons that have been mentioned why you should thus spend your life. That this world is not your abiding place, that the future world is to be your everlasting abode, and that the enjoyments and concerns of this world are given entirely in order to another. And consider further for motive, 1. How worthy is heaven that your life should be wholly spent as a journey towards it? To what better purpose can you spend your life, whether you respect your duty or your interest? What better end can you propose to your journey, than to obtain heaven? You are placed in this world, with a choice given you, that you may travel which way you please. And one way leads to heaven. Now, can you direct your course better than this way? All men have some aim or other in living. Some mainly seek worldly things. They spend their days in such pursuits. But is not heaven, where is fullness of joy forever, much more worthy to be sought by you? How can you better employ your strength, use your means, and spend your days, than in traveling the road that leads to the everlasting enjoyment of God, to His glorious presence, to the New Jerusalem, to the heavenly Mount Zion, where all your desires will be filled, and no danger of ever losing your happiness? No man is at home in this world, whether he choose heaven or not. Here he is but a transient person. Where can you choose your home better than in heaven? 2. This is the way to have death comfortable to us. To spend our lives so as to be only a journeying towards heaven, is the way to be free from bondage, and to have the prospect and forethought of death comfortable. Does the traveler think of his journey's end with fear and terror? Is it terrible to him to think that he has almost got to his journey's end? Were the children of Israel sorry, after 40 years travel in the wilderness, when they had almost got to Canaan? This is the way to be able to part with the world without grief. Does it grieve the traveler when he has got home, to quit his staff and load of provisions that he had to sustain him by the way? 3. No more of your life will be pleasant to think of when you come to die, than has been spent after this manner. If you have spent none of your life this way, your whole life will be terrible to you to think of, unless you die under some great delusion. You will see then, that all of your life that has been spent otherwise, is lost. You will then see the vanity of all other aims that you may have proposed to yourself. The thought of what you here possessed and enjoyed, will not be pleasant to you, unless you can think also that you have subordinated them to this purpose. 4. Consider that those who are willing thus to spend their lives as a journey towards heaven may have heaven. Heaven, however high and glorious, is attainable for such poor worthless creatures as we are. We may attain that glorious region which is the habitation of angels, yea, the dwelling place of the Son of God. And where is the glorious presence of the great Jehovah? And we may have it freely, without money and without price, if we are but willing to travel the road that leads to it, and bend our course that way as long as we live, we may again shall have heaven for our eternal resting place. 5. Let it be considered, that if our lives be not a journey towards heaven, they will be a journey to hell. All mankind, after they have been here a short while, go to either of the two great receptacles of all that depart out of this world. The one is heaven, whither a small number, in comparison, travel. And the other is hell, whither the bulk of mankind throng. And one or the other of these must be the issue of our course in this world. I shall conclude by giving a few directions. 1. labor to get a sense of the vanity of this world, on account of the little satisfaction that is to be enjoyed here, its short continuance, and unserviceableness when we most stand in need of help, namely on a deathbed. All men, that live any considerable time in the world, might see enough to convince them of its vanity, if they would but consider. Be persuaded therefore to exercise consideration, when you see and hear, from time to time, of the death of others. Labor to turn your thoughts this way. Seek the vanity of the world in such a glass. 2. Labor to be much acquainted with heaven. If you are not acquainted with it, you will not be likely to spend your life as a journey thither. You will not be sensible of its worth, nor will you long for it. Unless you are much conversant in your mind with a better good, it will be exceeding difficult to you to have your hearts loose from these things, and to use them only in subordination to something else, and be ready to part with them for the sake of that better good. Labor therefore to obtain a realizing sense of a heavenly world, to get a firm belief of its reality, and to be very much conversant with it in your thoughts. 3. Seek heaven only by Jesus Christ. Christ tells us that He is the way, and the truth, and the life. He tells us that He is the door of the sheep. I am the door, by me if any man enter in he shall be saved, and go in and out and find pasture. If we therefore would improve our lives as a journey towards heaven, we must seek it by Him, and not by our own righteousness. As expecting to obtain it only for His sake, looking to Him, having our dependence on Him, who has procured it for us by His merit. And expect strength to walk in holiness, the way that leads to heaven, only from Him. 4. Let Christians help one another in going this journey. There are many ways whereby Christians might greatly forward one another in their way to heaven, as by religious conference, etc. Therefore let them be exhorted to go this journey as it were in company, conversing together, and assisting one another. Company is very desirable in a journey, but in none so much as this. Let them go united, and not fall out by the way, which would be to hinder one another. But use all means they can to help each other up the hill. This would ensure a more successful traveling, and a more joyful meeting at their Father's house in glory.